We have on the line right now Devin Connolly from Cornell Cropper's Extension. Is that really you again?
Kieran, I am back here in the flesh in Acro in the studio with Tom. We were just discussing before. That's I think right. The last time it was raining a lot. So, good things continue.
So, Devin, you bring the rain.
I guess so.
That could be a good thing. We had a lot of shows together. I remember back in the studio in Hudson, we were doing it live together. We were talking all sorts of things, farming and agriculture, but also all sorts of fun educational things for children and everyone, and a lot of foraging stuff, agroforestry events.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing the good work over there and talking about events and all that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, during the pandemic, everything obviously slowed down a bunch. You know, all of our in-person events had to, go down in number. But now I think we're like, we're back up and running. So, and we actually have a lot of stuff coming up this summer, and especially, I'm just going to go through the late June and July stuff, but I'm happy to tell everyone about it.
Okay, I would love that. And again, folks, this is Devin from the Cornell Cooperative Extension. It's the agricultural arm, the agricultural wing. How would you explain it? Well, Cornell, coming out of Cornell University, but basically it's one of the top number one go-to resources for a lot of organic and small-scale farmers, especially.
Yeah.
How else would you describe your work over there?
So, I mean, to give the short, the elevator pitch about Cornell Cooperative Extension, Cornell is a land-grant university, which means that it's a very old program started by Abe Lincoln, that there would be a college in each state at the time that would do research into agriculture. And, from that, you needed teach everybody before the internet, and they did that through an extension system, which was an office with educators in each county. Since then, the offices have become a little more, we've expanded beyond agriculture. Our office does really great work with, parenting education. We stretched out into agroforestry. We're, keep developing our agriculture educational programs. And we also run programs for 4-H, which, you see those clovers at the fairs on over all the cows and the ribbons. So, we're in charge of making sure those things happen in Columbia and Greene County.
So awesome. Love you guys. Tell us what kind of things are going on right now, Devin.
All right. So first things first, on June 28th, I want to tell you guys about a little webinar where this is for Columbia County only. So Columbia County is planning to adapt to climate change. They have this, they're creating the Climate Change Adaptation and Resilience Plans. If you need an acronym to remember that, it's CARP. And that'll be on June 28th from 12 to 1. You can register on our website at ccecolumbiagreen.org/events. So if you want to learn about climate change, its current and future impacts on Columbia County and how these plans will address them, this is the time to do it. Super quick hour. You don't have to move anywhere besides, as long as you have internet access, and we encourage you to listen in.
Awesome. All right. Getting ready for the inevitable.
All right. And then after that, on June 30th, we do this twice a year. We have a summer and a winter series of anger management, and this one is actually a 6-week series focused only towards teens. So if you're age 12 to 17, this is something that we can have anyone, that age sign up for. It's only, you can sign up at our website, ccecolumbiagreen.org. It starts on June 30th, ends on August 11th. Class is held on Fridays. This is taught by a certified anger management specialist one. Her name is Megan Garter. Super nice, lovely, lovely, lovely person, and patience of a saint. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to her. You can find her email on our website, ccecolumbiagreen.org. Oh, and this is in Hudson, by the way, too. This is going to be a in-person.
Okay, now that's June 30th. Now, did you say that's just 12 to 17?
This one's 12 to 17. Okay. We do offer, anger management for adults as well. Those classes have already started for this session. However, again, if you reach out to Megan, her email is mg2287@cornell.edu. or call our offices. She'll probably be able to admit you. You complete the classes now, and then you would finish up the classes in the next session.
Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. Doing the public service right there. I think, mm-hmm. Speaking from experience, I think that's a valuable class.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, whether you're just like, maybe I need this, or, you know, people are telling you, like, you know, it's not, anger is like, it's something difficult to ask for. It's to ask for help about, I think. You know, and I think it takes a lot of, like, you know, internal insight to, you know, believe, you know, to go out and help. Maybe just talking to Megan is being like, okay, do I need this help, would be a great place to start.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, we have this thing called the Outdoor Mushroom Cultivation Series. So we've actually already had our first, this is a 3-part series aimed towards growing your own mushrooms or starting a small-scale mushroom operation. We've already done the first one, which was log inoculation. And it's all the basics. You take a log, you drill holes in it, you add your inoculated sawdust, and we get a quick course on how to, you know, leave it in a shady place, you know, lots of moisture nearby, and then, you know, be like, okay, in a year you'll be able to shock this thing with water, and then you'll be able to get, you know, you'll get shiitake mushrooms that will bloom from it, or fruit from it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So now the next one is actually a little bit more, it's still very hands-on, but we'll be bringing you to, it's on July 6th from 4:30 to 7, we'll bring you down to our mushroom laying yard, and we'll sort of learn more about the management of this. So class one, part one was all about one log. This is how to deal with a lot of logs, or as many as you want. And also how to, like, you know, use these, we use these tree shoots or bolts. We'll show you how to, like, find which ones are good ones. I think Tracy, who has been one of our educators, has always mentioned, like, ironwood is a great one. So if you have, like, a surplus of that, and you're, like, or you're just trying to thin some forests, this is, like, another thing that you can use these for.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, we also have, and we'll just add on to this. September 23rd will be the third part of this, which was plan, process, and profit from forest fungi. These are two separate classes. But if you already know about mushroom management, or, you know, you just want to take one of them, they're both, like, equally good to take, but best taken all together.
Good stuff right there.
Yeah, and again, if you want to register for any of these, ccecolumbiagreen.org/events, you can get all the information needed. All right, we're still going into more mushroom stuff. We'll be having a wild mushroom foray on July 15th at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that'll be at the Agroforestry Resource Center, which is down the street from where Tom and I are right now in Accra. And again, walking through the forest, you know, just learning all the mushrooms that we can find at the moment and going over some of the ones that we don't find. The idea is to make yourself feel comfortable and, like, being like, oh, this is edible, or this is a choice mushroom, or this is the ones that we should be avoiding. Unfortunately, I don't know if you knew him or heard of him. We had the great Bob Boyfus, who used to teach his class. He unfortunately passed away not too long ago. We do have an excellent person coming in. His name is Don Michelotti from Catskill Fungi. He's been amazing. He's working with us with the Outdoor Mushroom Cultivation Series. So anyone who goes knows that they're in really, really good hands. And again, sign up for this one early, because this one actually always, you know, we always have people last week being like, oh, do you have any more spots? I'm sorry, we can only fit so many people in, like, in this class.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Kevin, and may he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the last thing we have for this month that we'll go over today is we have a summer plant walk. Again, related to the mushroom foray. This is on July 25th from 4:30 to 6:30. That's a Tuesday. And we'll be going out with this wonderful group called Wild Hudson Valley. And you'll be looking for current or plants with edible or medicinal values, sort of just expand, you know, your knowledge of, like, your woods. And this will again be in Accra, the Agroforestry Resource Center. We have the Siuslaw Model Forest across the street. You know, just abundance of plants and like natural or you know, native flora. And again, this is good for everyone. This is good for, this could be like a good, more family event. There's no like big presentation, I believe, at the beginning. So if you just want a like nice relaxing stroll in the beautiful CSLO model forest, you'll, I think these classes are like really great because if you've taken a walk somewhere before, they sort of make that walk new again, as you're able to learn and be like, identify the new plants and like, you know, fungi that are around you.
That's great. I love the family friendly, you know, prioritization. A lot of these events that you do, the wilding, going out in the woods, the foray, the foraging. It's just fantastic. Love it. Just still happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all we have for July right now.
Okay. That's a good packed schedule right there.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Any other news on the front to report? Have you heard any of the reports of foragers in the mushroom world? I have some friends that go out looking for mushrooms. I haven't quite yet. I haven't really seen anything out there this year. I'm wondering if you know whether or not it's been a good or bad year. I know we had a lot of dry weather earlier in the season, but now finally it's been rain. So I'm wondering if you've heard it.
So I'm not like, you know, I'm the communicator, I'm not the educator, but I can tell you after talking to some of, we have Tracy Chesto at our office. She's a really great educator and really familiar with all the mushrooms in the area. And I actually asked her this question like a few weeks ago, and where I had found some oysters at a friend's house. And I was like, Tracy, it has been so, so dry. How is this possible? And she's like, actually, you know, just because it's like sort of dry is like a lot of, especially these log based ones, they're able to store the moisture in them. So it's not like, you know, a month of dry weather will actually just evaporate all that. So yeah. I think it's actually been a pretty good season so far. I haven't found too many, personally, I've not found anything on the ground too much, but I've had a lot of luck finding, you know, things that are really growing on trees.
Awesome. Well, that's a good report. I'm so glad to hear that mushrooms can be very resilient, even in the face of drought, because they find places of moisture, like a log, for example, mm-hmm. that holds it in places that you and I would never even think about. You know, stones hold moisture, for mm-hmm. example. We don't think about that. There's mm-hmm. long-term storage stuff happening there. That's all to our benefit. And, keep up the good work. So glad to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We're super happy to do it.
All right. So you are back again. Devin Connolly from Cornell Cooperative Extension.